Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2072, recorded on Thursday, the 1st of August 2019. This week's Chatterbox is followed by the latest edition of our regular magazine, Chatteround. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by
David Potten
and Alison Aplin. We have two new listeners this week, Mrs. Kathleen Holland of Norwich and Mr. John Parsons, who's in Melton Constable. We're delighted to welcome you both to Chatterbox and we hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. We'll have the usual news items from the Norwich Evening News this week, plus readers' letters, information desk and two features. An interview with an 89-year-old Norfolk winner and a reminder from Derek James of some past Norwich 1st of Augusts. We'll start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
Summer is always a difficult time for news stories, and journalists often refer to a slow news week. Well, we start this week with a very slow story about a tortoise going to a wedding. This week saw two landmarks in Norwich history. The last ever jar of Coleman's mustard rolled off the production line, and the first of Greater Anglia's new trains went into service. We will hear shortly that Evening News readers had plenty to say about both events. But we start slowly with the tortoise.
It could have been the slowest ever walk down the aisle. But fortunately, the guest of honour at Emma and Rick Washington's wedding was spared the trek, for he is a 102-year-old tortoise. Sammy from Tunisia was at the centre of the ceremony and the reception when the Washingtons tied the knot in Palgrave near Diss. He met the couple 2 years ago when they adopted him from Norfolk Tortoise Club and has lived with them at Thorpe St Andrew ever since. When the couple, who are both 36, who met as students at the University of East Anglia 13 years ago, finalised their wedding guest list, Sammy was made guest of honour. Mrs. Washington, originally from Sheffield, said, "He's part of our family, and you take your family to your wedding. He was right by me as we had the ceremony." On the seating plan, the reptile was joined by the couple's other tortoises, Clyde, aged 14, and Esther, who's 2. The trio spent the day eating Mrs. Washington's bouquet of roses after they turned their noses up at the wedding cake, but they were popular with the other wedding guests.
The last ever jar of Coleman's mustard to be produced at the Caro Works factory in Norwich has rolled off the production line, bringing an end to a 160-year-old history with the site. Employees at the factory, near Trowes, said the last jar of mustard came off the production line at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 24th of July, and employees left the site at 3 p.m. the following day. It's understood that production of other mustard products at the factory will continue until 2020. Unilever, which owns the site and the Coleman's brand, announced last year it was moving the bulk of production to Burton-upon-Trent and Germany. The company will maintain its historic links with Norwich via the creation of a new state-of-the-art mustard mill near Easton. In 2018, Unilever confirmed 113 jobs at the Caro Works site would be affected and 45 people could be made redundant. Around 43 roles will transfer to Burton-upon-Trent, and the remaining 25 will go to the new milling plant at the new Norwich Food Enterprise Park.
The first of Greater Anglia's long-awaited new trains has gone into service in Norfolk and Suffolk. Passengers on a 7:47 a.m. Lowestoft to Norwich service were the first to experience the company's new bi-mode trains, which switch between diesel and electric power. Greater Anglia has invested £1.4 billion in replacing its existing diesel fleet, which currently operates on regional routes with 169 new trains. Jamie Burles, Greater Anglia's managing director, said, This is an important and significant day for us today, and one we have all been looking forward to. Our first new train has now entered passenger service, and it's the start of a new era. We were committed to beginning our transformation in summer 2019, and we've done just that. A formal launch for the introduction of the new trains is due to take place later in the summer, as the phased entry into service for the new trains starts to pick up speed. Greater Anglia is getting 38 regional bi-mode trains from international rail vehicle construction company Stadler, headquartered in Switzerland. They will be made up of 24 four-carriage trains and 14 three-carriage trains and operate on routes across Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and parts of Essex. Greater Anglia said the new trains will improve reliability, with three- and four-carriage trains replacing a fleet of one-, two- and three-carriage trains, many of which are nearly 40 years old.